Welcome everyone to a brand new episode of the Action Movie Guys podcast, episode 379. We are up to the second film of the brand new Star Wars franchise. We're up to the most controversial episode or movie of the Star Wars franchise history. So we're going to go with a little bit of Last Jedi from 2017. I'm your host, Alex Figueroa. My co-host is
Nate from Netflix Reviews.
All right, Nate, introduce our...
He's not a special guest anymore, so he gets no big introductions anymore. He's an intern. He's just an intern. He works here now. Everybody say hello to Scott. He's back to review this movie with us.
What's up, everybody?
There he is. He's Scott. You know, I made a promise. Once you hit 4 full recordings, you just get to say hi, and then at the end, we'll give your Instagram and stuff.
Yeah, so with that said, Scott is here with us. We're going to go full throttle on this Last Jedi episode. So with that said, let's go into some financials here because this one came in a lot of money. See, you thought Force Awakens came in at $2 billion. You're going, wow, the sequel has to be 10 times better, or you might have to crack a billion, right, to be a successful franchise. I mean, sequel in the franchise. Well, this movie came at a budget of $317 million. Need to grow 600 or more to break even. And the audience said, oh, I like what I see. Because this movie made a whopping $1.3 billion at the box office for the most controversial fucking film in the entire damn thing. It came in a lot of money. So, Scott, what do you think of those numbers for the sequel?
I'm not surprised because I'm one of the suckers that went to the theater to go see it.
Nate?
Well, we said it last episode. I saw this twice at the theater and I didn't even really like it. But you know what, though? You know what's funny? Normally, you make 1.3. You're like, wow, we killed. And they did. They made a killing. However,
yeah,
that's also 700 million less than the movie before. And if you think about it that way, that's a big drop. And yet that just shows you how much money these movies make. When 1.3 is a 700 million drop, that's a lot. But it was a success. There's no doubt about it. It made a ton of money.
Yeah, but I mean, you're right, though. How many movies that you could say a sequel that could go, We lost out 700, but we still made a lot more money.
We lost 700 million, but like, we still made 1.3 billion.
Well, not many friends. Yeah. I mean, look at the Pirates 5, was it? Pirates 6, that people said if flop, me and you were like, what? When we looked at the financials, like 900 million.
Five.
And I was just like, yeah, it was part 5. And I was just like, this still was a hit movie. Not many people can hit those numbers now. And they saying that it was like a flop. But anyway, with that said, Nate, what did the critics and audience have to say about The Last Jedi?
Alex, you know, we talked about it last episode and we talked about how divisive this movie is. Like it, hate it. It's divisive. Some people really do think it's the best of the new three. I've seen people rank this as one of the top, you know, three or four, period. And then you have the opposite crowd who is like, this is the worst, bottom, absolutely terrible. And these review scores are going to be telling in that regard because this has a 91% critic score, okay? Which is 2% lower than The Force Awakens. So it's close. 93, 91. No big deal, right? However, The audience score for this is a 41%. So it is 43% lower than The Force Awakens. So with the average man, with the Scots of the world, with the Alexes, with the Nates, a big drop from last movie to this. Still 41. I mean, we've reviewed movies with lower Rotten Tomato scores than 41, but that is pretty bad for a Star Wars movie.
It's pretty bad, but it's funny because we reviewed a lot of movies in the 40 bracket and we loved it. We're like, oh, this movie's so good.
Sometimes
we're
like, what are these people talking about? I like this movie.
Yeah, and we said it before. Me and Nate went to the theater twice to see this movie. And I was out one of those that defended this movie. And I said, I love this movie. I saw it twice in the theater. My boy Kylo Ren is redeeming himself. I said, this is pretty good. But this has been a while. 2017. This is 2024. It's been a while. And I can't wait to sit down and talk because I could see already Scott's face getting all animated in front when we talk.
Rolling his eyes. He said, this made $1.3 billion. His eyes went to the back of his skull.
Yeah. I can't believe it. This movie made so much money. So with that said,
ask us which one of us has this movie in a steelbook. Ask us which one of us has this movie, owns this movie in a steelbook, but is rolling their eyes in the back of their head when they hear the amount. Anyway, let's go, Alex.
Yeah. Let's go. Lead character, Rey is back. Finn is back. Poe is back. We got new characters like Rose Taco is up in here. Rose Tico, whatever her name is. And then we got some newer characters. But anyway, Scott, you know how we do it here. You always first when we start. So what do you think of the lead characters?
Lead characters. Well, I'm going to tell you something. It's a one. I hate them. Yes, I do. I hate them. And the thing about this movie makes me mad, like visually mad, like veins popping out of my neck and shit. Like, I fucking hate it. I hate Rose. Rose is the most useless character in the whole damn movie. She gets way too much screen time. I thought she was, I mean, I was gonna like, okay, be like, this movie's gonna redeem itself because she's gonna die when saving Finn. And then she's like, no, I saved you. And I was like, oh my God. Like, and then the characters themselves in this movie, it's just, this movie is literally a shitty repeat of Empire Strikes Back, if you come to think about it. They're on the run the entire time. The Empire or the First Order is chasing them. They're losing out. I mean, literally at the end, they lose. I mean, it's literally a shitty telling of the Empire Strikes Back. The story's so convoluted. I hate all the characters. I don't feel anything for them like I do with the original characters or even the prequel characters. It's a one for me. You guys can take it away now.
All right. Well, you know, you said a lot. I mean, I felt the hate coming through that microphone. So I'm going to let you just settle down now, drink your water. Good to go. All right, Nate, what you guys, been a while for you, right? The last time you seen this film and you just saw it today.
Yeah, I saw it in the theater. I just saw it today and I saw this in 2017. So it's been 7 years.
Okay.
Well, let's have a little bit more level-headed approach to these characters here. I'm gonna give a more level-headed approach because I don't hate it. Well, there's someone I hate, but I don't hate them in general. I gave them a four. I gave the lead characters a four. Look, I think Rey, you know what's weird? I didn't like this movie much. And we're going to get to a lot of things that when I was okay, so when I rewatched this today, I put it in or put it on. I just watched on Disney Plus. I didn't put it in. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to give this just a fair shot. We're reviewing it. I got to give it its fair chance. I can't just be like, I hate this, you know, because I do or did. And when it started, I was like, you know what? I don't remember this. I kind of like this. I kind of like what's going on with a lot of these things. I actually like Rey better in this than I did in The Force Awakens. Now, okay. I have the same issues in that she learns everything too fast. She's the best at every. I don't like that stuff. And that's the same problem I had in the first movie. And that's what kept her from a five in that. And that's what keeps her from a five in this. It just does. I can't do it. However, I like a lot of what she does. I like her. She actually goes on a journey in this movie as compared to the first movie. So I liked some of the learning stuff. I liked the stuff with Luke, honestly, for the most part. Not all of it, but I liked that. I liked the stuff with Kylo. It's interesting. There's interesting stuff in this movie. Don't get me wrong. So I liked her. I 1,000,000% agree with Scott. Rose is the worst character in all the Star Wars movies. As far as human, like hero characters, she's the worst one. She's the worst. I like Jar Jar Binks better than her. Her intro scene is annoying when she stops Finn from escaping. Then they become friends. They go to the casino, which we'll talk about in story. Then the scene where she stops him from blowing up that thing, I hate it. I hated it in the theater and I hated it here because to me, she not only does she rob him of a moment of sacrifice, right? She robbed the audience of it. I think it could have been a really, I was like, oh man, this is gonna be pretty cool. He's right, flying right into that thing. And then the camera cuts and you just see her coming in her little speeder. Literally it shows her face. I'm like, oh no. And then she's like, we're not gonna win by fighting what we hate. We're gonna win by saving what we love. And then she gives him a little kiss and then she falls asleep. And I'm like, oh my God, not a bad line. Whoever wrote, Rian Johnson, I guess, wrote it. Not a bad line, but just, I don't like her at all. And everyone else, Poe, you know, we talked about Poe in the first movie. Kind of a little annoying this movie. Like, what happened? He's a little annoying. I get his point. I do get his point as far as, you know, but he's way more hot-headed in he wasn't hot-headed in the first one. He was flashy, but he wasn't hot-headed. Now he's a hothead. Now he's a go against all the rules. And that's like, that's not what you did last movie. And Finn, honestly, Finn's just walking around clueless the whole time. You don't even know what's going on. He's like, I got the little bracelet. We got to find Rey. I'm just going to go this way. Go there. The way it starts, he wakes up, he's in a bag. He got water. He's like, I don't even know what's going on. So I don't know. I still give it a four because I like Rey, honestly, but the rest, I don't really like.
Okay. So we got a one from Scott. We got a four from you.
Yeah.
So this has been a while since I've seen this movie. I saw it twice in the theater. I was like, oh my God, I loved it. Watching this movie again, I was like, whoa. I gave it a three.
Oh, right.
So, and this is why I gave it a three. I think they had something with Rey and Luke, but it wasn't the Luke that I wanted on screen.
True.
See, my wife reads more of the novels than I do. And then when she explains to me the shit that he does in the novels, I'm like, oh, they missed the opportunity to power this guy. So I was like, ah, this sucks. But anyway, I wasn't too crazy with the outcome of a lot of stuff, right? So I'll go quick. Because you guys hit a lot of points that I do agree with both of you guys. One, Rose Tico, whatever her name is, horrible actress. I mean, take that back. She was a good actress. Horrible character. Not horrible. She was really good for her character. She was really good. I felt the emotion. But it's a character that didn't mount to anything down the line. Like, it's just a character that was useless. I don't understand what was the point of her. All those screen times could have went to more Rey training, in my eyes, to be really honest with you, or something. But anyway, that character, so bad. Poe. I don't know what happened with Poe. I don't know if Rian Johnson's like memo or script, whatever, didn't get to Rian Johnson's hand when he was writing, because these characters all changed from the first movie. From attitude, from personality traits, they all became 360 characters. And I was just like, holy shit. Like, again, we talked about it in Force Awakens. He was the Top Gun Maverick version of Maverick of the Star Wars. And I loved it. I was like, yo, this dude was badass. He got on the ship. You already knew he's going to be the most dominant in the air. And I told my wife, I said, damn, if Rian Johnson could have gave us that moment of Kylo Ren in the TIE Silencer against Poe and his X-Wing flying against each other. Imagine that shit. I would be going crazy. Because Kylo Ren is a really excellent pilot going up against the best Rebel pilot. Who will win? We will never know. So, because of Rian Johnson and stupidity. So I was like, okay. Again, 360. Finn, garbage. I was okay with him in the first movie. I was growing. I was warming up to him. He was force sensitive. They were alluding to that he has a little bit of force sensitivity up in him. And I was like, oh, this is pretty cool. Are we going to flush it out? Nope. Became a horrible back actor.
His role got shrunk.
Yeah, it's just pretty much, they just put him in the back burner. Like, yeah, you're back. You're just going to be not there. I like Rey. I kind of like the redemption arc that they were going with her. But again, it just feels so off between that character from the first movie and this character. It was just like Rian Johnson just did a 360 on the entire scripts. And I didn't like it for much. I understand what you mean, though. She was good. And I always said Daisy really did a great job as Rey. And I think she would have been if she had the arc from beginning to end like Luke did, I think she would have been the best fucking Jedi on screen. Because people would be like, holy shit. Her and Kylo, to be really honest, or you want to call him Ben Solo. But we didn't get that. In this movie, I was just like, it was okay. Luke Skywalker, disappointment. I'm going to say disappointment. He should have went down there and fought his nephew and gave him the Tate Quieto. But we didn't get that.
And you know what? They don't factor in that. They barely make a thing about it being actual family. That's his actual nephew. And they make it like they're so separated from him. Like they're not even related or nothing.
We got the give up on the world Luke Skywalker with the tit milk drinker.
Well, yeah. But if you think about it, they did the same thing with Vader, right? Like Vader was, you know, the dad of Princess Leia and Luke. And they didn't even talk about him as their father. In Return of the Jedi. Like in Return, they didn't say my dad. They were just like Vader. And I was just like, well, technically now you know he's your dad. So you should call him Papa Vader, like at this point. But they didn't go Papa. But in this one, I agree with you. Ben Solo, I mean, that goes in the villain. I will talk about that in villains. But anyway, I do agree. I gave it a 3. I didn't think they did not progress from Force Away. I think they got degressed in this one.
I think Rey did, but I think the rest got downgraded.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree with that one. But okay, so 3 for me, 1 for Scott, 4 for you.
I agree everything you said. You know what though? My 4 mostly is for Rey, because the rest of them, I honestly probably could have gave it a 3. Yeah, if I downgraded more. I'll stick with it, but yes, I agree with everything you guys said.
All right. So with that said, main villain, we got Kylo Ren / Ben Solo now, because
they keep calling him that.
They keep calling him that, which is so fucking weird. Snoke,
the CGI man. They couldn't just get a Snoke. Man. There's a CGI Snoke. Man.
I call him Andy Serkis.
That's Andy Serkis. This is what it is. Great
voice. Yeah, but anyway, Snoke. Yeah. /Snoke. But you got Kylo Ren / Ben Solo. So Nate, you go first on this category.
Okay, Snoke. Don't know why they couldn't just get a man to play this role of a man. He's not even an alien. He's just a guy with a scar on his head. But whatever. Okay, cool. I like Andy Serkis. I like his voice. Great. I don't know what's going on with these villains. I realized while watching it, I realized mid-movie, I don't know what they're doing. I have no idea what their plan is. They blew up in the first movie. They blew up their whole planet thing, right? Yet they still have a billion ships. It doesn't matter. Like that thing didn't even matter. They now have the dreadnoughts. They got these big ships that could just destroy everything. Okay, fine. You would think that would be a big loss. Like, oh dang, we lost the planet ship. Not a big deal. Then even in the beginning crawl, it's like there's a part in the opening crawl that says the First Order reigns or something. What are they reigning? Like story-wise, I don't know what they're doing. I don't know what they're in charge of. They just seem like bad guys that are floating around in space and wanting to kill this tiny little group of rebels. They spend the whole movie, not even lying, they spend pretty much the whole movie with all their ships chasing these three little ships that have the rebels on them. They blow up the rebel base at the beginning, and then they chase these ships. So Snoke, whatever, he's okay. He ends up dying in this movie, sitting down. He doesn't even get up. He doesn't get in a fight. He does this stuff, you know, he like tosses Rey around, and then he gets killed. General Hux is back. Actually, you know what, though? I did laugh at some of his lines. I did laugh at the part at the beginning with Poe, where he's like, "We will destroy you, and you will..." And he's like, "Hello? Hey, I can hear you. Hello?" And
they go, "Oh, yeah.
You hear me?" That made me laugh.
He's like, "I'm talking for General Hux?
Yes.
I'm waiting here."
That did make me laugh, actually.
Yeah.
Also, when Kylo's giving the orders, like, "Shoot all the speeders. Shoot all the speeders!" Or whatever. Like, I don't know. Because I think he's a goofy character, to be honest. So yeah. Those did make me laugh. But he's whatever. Kylo Ren, this is what we're scoring. He's the main villain. He looks like a Rice Krispies treat with a head. As far as his body's a big square, that one part where he has no shirt for some reason. Also, you get the incredible scene that has become a meme where he's just like, "More, more," when they're shooting all the bullets. And, you know, I don't know. Some goofy parts, but I liked him. I did like him overall. I don't know what to tell you. I did like him overall. I love his recruitment of Rey. He's trying to get our main protagonist to join the dark side. I like the idea of, hey, look, the Jedi, they're old news. These guys, they're old news. I don't even like these guys. I don't even like Snoke. I don't like the first, whatever. Me and you, start fresh, we'll be in charge. I like it. I like the idea behind a lot of what he's doing. And I do like Adam Driver. Now, I know you're going to be mad because he has no helmet for the whole movie pretty much this time. But you know what? There's one thing. I gave him a four. I like Kylo Ren in this movie. There's one thing that kept him from a five. You already know it is. He's still throwing these temper tantrums. He gets in the elevator. Busting his helmet up. If he would just act, like if he was a little more gangster and not having these temper tantrums, I would love him, but he can't help it. But get into like a little brat. Even that scene, "More, more." It's like, oh my God, bro, it's one guy. You could have shot one bullet out. He wasn't there anyway, so it didn't matter. So those little things that I think the point is to show his rage, but it comes off as like, "Give me my toys." Yeah. So I give him a four, but I still like them. I give him a four.
All right, Scott, what do you got? Another one? What you got?
Well, I got a one.
Give it to me.
Okay. So let me put it to you like this real quick. We got the original Star Wars movies. We got Darth Vader, right? You know, he proves himself through the trilogy that, damn, he's a badass. And then we get the prequels, right? Even stuff like Count Dooku, Darth Maul, you got even General Grievous. The man's like a half fucking robot and he's, you know, completely badass. And then we get to this and I'm like, huh?
He got asthma.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he's got asthma. So anyway, so then we get to this and we've got a whiny 5-year-old and a fucking, you know, really weird, tall, donut scarred head looking mother. Like, what the hell is going on? This man is like, in the freaking elevator and destroying things. He's like, "My helmet." And then freaking Snoke is over there like, "You are a little child. She took the lightsaber from me. She has no training." And I was, oh my God. It was like watching the Three Stooges take over the Empire. It was terrible. Like, it was bad. I didn't feel threatened at all watching them. Okay. This guy's crying like a 5-year-old in the elevator. And you've got Snoke, donut ball head.
The CGI man.
Yeah, exactly. And then what the fuck is with his scar on his face with that Band-Aid? It looks like somebody burnt rubber across his cheek the first part of the movie. I didn't understand any of that. But I mean, in general, like, you look at Star Wars, you're thinking great villains, great action, especially now in this time period where they have the CGI and the funds to do really cool shit. And you give me a whiny, crying little bitch and a freaking CGI derfwad. Like, what? It's a one. Like, get the fuck out of my face.
I'm very shocked and very disappointed. Very shocked.
Even Alex is like, "I'm speechless. What is
you're disappointed
going on?"
Half I get, other half I don't get. Because if you're going to come to me giving me that he's a whiny bitch the whole time, I mean, Phantom Menace, Anakin was annoying throughout the whole fucking three prequel movies. Annoying. All of them. He was annoying. And he's just like his grandfather. He's exactly like his grandfather.
Exactly. But his grandfather ain't no bitch. I ain't going to call him a bitch in Rogue One.
Yeah, but no. Yeah, but no, you're getting confused.
In Rogue One, he he's whiny, but then he goes to, oh shit, I'm scared.
And Anakin are two different people. You got to remember that. When he was a human, Anakin was whiny. He just was annoying. Everything was about me. I hate them. And the Jedi. So pretty much is like, if you're going to use the Vader thing, like him as Vader Prime, when he already went through all the scars that he did, he lost all his friends, his wife, and everything. Yeah, his half a body, and he has now asthma for life. So then I will say, I think you might be in the wrong trajectory here, because if you're going to look at it in the way of the path, Anakin Skywalker and Ben Solo are actually the same characters in their same like age group. If you want to look at it, he was whiny when he was human. The other one was whiny. Now, I would agree with both of you guys. The tyrant and everything. Yeah, okay, I get it. But the thing is, Snoke was kind of punking him like the whole time. Yeah. I mean, yeah, he was like, take that silly mask off. Like he was pretty much punking him. And you know what? The Emperor Palpatine didn't do that to Vader. Like he didn't punk Vader. Like Vader could have just would have went off on him. But for some reason, Snoke is punking him. And I think he knows that because he's afraid to tap his inner rage. And I think that's the problem. I don't think he knew how to control his rage, because you saw it in the elevator. He went off. And every time he goes off is when no one's around. So it looks like he doesn't know how to tame it. Anyway, with that said, I will let you slide with that one. Now, what do I think of Ben Solo here and Kylo Ren? I agree with Nate. I'm going to give him a 4. I always like Adam Driver. I always thought Kylo Ren could have been one of the best Siths in Star Wars if they wrote him very well. And they should have did a scene that he found the holocrux of Darth Vader, opened it up, and his grandfather's teaching him the ways of the Sith. And I would have been like, this scene would have been, I mean, nerds would have been jizzing everywhere. I would be like, this is crazy. I'm going to be honest with you. Imagine that he goes off and he finds the holocrux of his grandfather. So anyway, they dropped the ball on that stuff. But in terms of this film, Ben Solo, I don't like the conflict. That's my problem with this movie. We're the second movie in, and he's still having a conflict between good and evil within him. That should never happen. He killed his father. He was about to kill his mother and went, I'm not going to even pull the trigger. And then, of course, the two TIE fighters behind him blew up his mom. And again, that would have been another epic moment of Kylo Ren going up against Leia, because she is force trained by Luke. We never got that. Now, again, there's a lot of missed opportunities here. Was Ben Solo, Kylo, the weakest point in this movie? I don't think he was. I think he was the highlight of this movie, to be really honest with you. If there was no Kylo in this movie, I think this movie would have been dry as a chicken coming out the oven. Because I love the scenes that him and Rey are talking to each other through the mind, that Snoke connected them through the mind. I thought that worked well. And that even made Rey love him even more for some damn reason. I don't know why, but I was loving him too. I was just like, I was sucked in. Yeah, I was like, holy crap. But again, I just feel like the character, Rian Johnson had something there. But again, I think with every director had their own way of writing, kind of messed up this entire movie. Because I think that's what happened. They didn't have a path from point A to point C.
It didn't feel cohesive across. It felt like three different separate stories.
And if you read a lot of what Adam Driver said in a lot of his interviews, he said that Kylo Ren was totally different from the first movie. What they pitched to him was totally different. And by the third one, don't even want to play the character no more. He's just so tired of all the backstage politics of this shit. So with that said, look, I gave it a 4. I thought he was really good. And the scene with him going up against Luke, you saw the anger, and I loved it. I just wish they gave him the damn Sith eyes. It's just a stupid conflict between good and evil. I wanted the Sith eyes to come out, because he really was angry. Whether he was up on the freaking AT-AT screaming more, this dude was gripping the damn lightsaber super tight. He was running and he was trying to slice this dude in half. Then when he found out his mom escaped, he yelled. He was like, no. But imagine if he captured Leia. What would he have done to his mom? Think about it. What would he have done to his mom? He's going to be like, Ben, are you in there? He would have been like, shut up. I'm not your son. But anyway, look, I understand why you're angry at it. I totally understand. But I think you're using Vader instead of Anakin in terms of the comparing the contrast of the attitudes. But I get it. I totally understand. You gave it a 1 again. Nate gave it a 4. I gave it a 4. Okay, action sequences. You go, my friend. What you got?
So action sequences. This is where I can actually bump up my score. No matter what I think of the story, characters, whatever, this movie's got action. It's got some pretty good action. I gave it a 4. I think it's pretty good. I wouldn't say it's a 5 because, you know, there is long parts in between the action. They're practically chasing these motherfuckers the entire movie. Although, shout out Laura Dern, the part where she turns the ship around and just goes to hyperspeed and blows that ship up. That's probably one of the coolest scenes in any Star Wars movie ever right there. Yeah, this movie got good action, okay? Especially the ending battle that leads into them going to, was it the salt planet or whatever? Planet reminds me of velvet cake. Or, yeah. I was watching that movie the next day. I went out and bought a red velvet cake. But yeah, I mean, I do. That's the best part of the movie that I can turn my brain off when I'm doing a Star Wars watch through is the action, and the 4K looks amazing. So,
all right, it's a four. Wow,
very level headed, a very level headed take.
Finally, I was scared. I was thinking he's going to say a 1, and this is why.
I gave a 4 to Force Awakens.
Yeah.
You gave it a 5.
I did.
Alex, I think this one's a 5. Compared to Force Awakens. Hmm. Hear me out. Force Awakens has more action.
Right.
And I agree with Scott. This has long stretches with no action. A lot of story, a lot of talking. However, I think these are the best looking action scenes in all three of these sequel movies. The scene with Laura Dern and the ship, just as a visual, it's fantastic. The opening scene is great with Poe and the X-Wing. And you could see his pie. I love that part where he's like literally going, he spins the ship around, somehow goes around the TIE fighter, and then shoots him and comes back towards the screen. Very clever. The staging is great. Even the scene with the bombers, even though they're all idiots, they can't, like, these, they blew up literally every single bomb ship, like, no problem. They're horrible. Whoever's flying, why do they go so slow? I don't understand. You have all this space technology, and they're just like big, slow moving.
I think because it's heavy and you can't move the bombs. I can't.
The dreadnought ships and all that crap could go light speed. I don't want to hear about heavy. I know what you're saying. Maybe that was their logic, but it doesn't make any sense. Like, hit some boosters on them things. Like,
but remember the drawback to the dreadnought, it took freaking close to like 2 minutes just to move the cannons to shoot.
Yeah, to charge.
So it has like the weaknesses and whatever.
But this thing is like, I mean, these ships are about 1/100th the size and they are so slow. I get it. It's there so that they can get blown up.
Yeah.
But it just annoyed me. But anyway, great scene. Loved it. The scene in the throne room thing, the red, I mean, I don't care. It's the best action scene in this whole thing. That fight with Rey and Kylo against all those guys with the red suits and they got freaking lightning whips and all kind of cool stuff. Love it. I love the scene on the salt planet. I agree with Scott. I think visually it's cool. The red underneath the white when the speeders and stuff are going on them. The lightsaber fight with Kylo Ren and fake Luke Skywalker. Like, there's a lot in this that I like, and I think it all looks fantastic. So while there is less, I think it's executed at a much... I think The Force Awakens has more action that's well shot, and this has a little less that's incredibly well shot. So I'm going to give it the 5.
Okay, so with that said, 4, and you gave it a 5. I gave Force Awakens a 5, and I gave it to because it was a fun action movie, like a popcorn summer movie, and that's what it was. And I was like, wow, that was good. I'm giving this one a 5 because this is a freaking cinematic action scenes. And I loved it. And I tell everyone this. I think The Last Jedi, I think, is the best cinematic Star Wars movies you're ever going to get on screen. Unless we figure out who else is going to helm these damn movies in the future. But I think Rian Johnson so far, to me, pulled it off how to make a cinematic version in the Star Wars. Because you know what? That throne room, we can say whatever we want. It is dope, and it reminded me of Luke versus Vader in the dark. And I was just like, whoa. If they would have just turned that light, if he could have figured out how to turn off the light, where is Rey and all of them fighting, I would have went nuts. I would have been like, oh my God. But anyway, that throne room is the highlight of this movie. I agree with you, Poe, in the beginning. That whole sequence setting up Rose's sister dying, I was like, wow, this is actually pretty cool. I was like, I liked it. I thought it was fun. It was very... like, he knew how to widen a lot of the shots. And Poe flying, again, very maverick. I was like, yo, I love it. He was killing, you know, and you had a lot of comical parts in there too, right? Like, the guy's like, why is this guy going up against a dreadnought by himself? And then he's figuring it out. Loved it. I thought it was really good. The ending sequences with the busted up ships, all 6 of them, and they're flying towards the door knocker. And I was like, wow, that's actually pretty cool. And I love the Millennium Falcon in that scene. It came and he was like,
Chewbacca was really
good. Yeah, Chewbacca was into it, right? And then Rey was shooting them down. And I love Kylo's scene in that. He was like, I want you to shoot down that rust bucket from the sky. I loved it because he was so angry to see his father's ship flying by. And I was like, love this guy. I was like, this guy hates anything that has to do with his father or Luke. And I don't know what the hell Luke did to this guy, but I felt the anger in that scene. And yeah, the whole thing with the Luke, and I'm not going to lie, and I don't want to tell everyone, I don't want people to tell me that the scene of him standing there and he's getting shot by every blasting, that people were like, oh, that was corny, because I don't give a shit. Everyone in that theater was like, yo, that was badass. When you thought when I saw it was the theater, him.
Everyone clapped.
Yeah. When everyone saw him come out and you're going, oh my God, is it really him there? And he blushes it off. I was like, ho, you're about to get the whooping. And then you figure out that he was like in a different fucking galaxy, like 10 miles, 1,000 miles away. And I was like, this sucks. But I thought it was great at the moment. I was like, wow. And then him meeting his sister before that whole battle. Look, I loved it. I thought that was really good. So I gave it a 5. Okay. Storyline. Nate, take it away.
Okay. There's a lot here. So there's ideas I like, but ultimately I don't like the story in this movie. There's way too much things I hate. I hate Rose. I hate her and Finn going to the casino planet. I do. I just hate it. I don't understand. When I was watching it the first time, I was like, I don't want to be here, and we're here too much. And then the second time, and now this time, I thought the same thing. I was like, I don't want to be in this casino no more. And Finn's like, this place is great. And then, okay, so I hated that. Rian Johnson is obsessed with like creating animals for some reason. All this movie is a bunch of, not all, but a bunch of scenes where he just wants to do cool animals. He's like, look, this planet got ice foxes, and this one got weird horse racing. And then we have these little porgs. They're kind of like penguins, but cuter. And then we have this thing with the tits that squirts the milk out. It's like, oh my God, how many creatures do you like? All he's doing is introducing creatures. And then the worst part is like they all factor in somehow, like, well, except the foxes. They have some like story element, like the porgs. Chewbacca's eating the other one and the one's sad and he can't eat it. And then he ends up on the ship and I'm like, oh my God, please. And then the scene's like, they gotta free the horses because on my planet, I know what they do to those horses. They electrocute them. I'm like, oh my God, please get me out of here. So there's like a lot of crap. This movie's 2.5 hours and it should have been 2 hours because there's a lot of garbage in this that I don't care about. Luke. Horrible, horrible, horrible. What did they do to this guy? Why would you take the main hero of the first three movies and turn him into, he's worse than Yoda. Cause like Yoda, he lives off by himself and he's sarcastic, but he is willing to train Luke. He's willing to, this girl shows up. He's like, get out of here. I don't want to talk to you no more. No, don't look at the sacred texts. Don't look at the, like, oh my God. The only scene I like with him and Rey is when she goes and she sees the hole. And then afterward, he's like, you know, you saw the dark side. You didn't even try to stop it, blah, blah, blah. I like that dialogue. And then immediately she's like, I didn't see you there. What were you doing? I'm like, oh no, here we go. I don't know. I hate this again. So I didn't like that. I'm trying to wrap it up. There's just a lot. There's like a lot of stuff I didn't like. There are, again, I do like some of the ideas. I like the ideas of kill off everything you know. Kill the past. All that stuff works for the most part to me. I don't think they executed as well as they could have because they're saying all that stuff, but then they're still showing you these legacy characters, but then they're like abusing them. Like they're not treating them good. Leia, for some reason, of all the Star Wars characters, Leia's the one that makes it through all three movies and has like a hero moment where she's floating in the ship and all. And Luke kind of does, but not really because he's a ghost. So I don't know. I gave it a 2. This is the worst part of the movie for me.
All right. Scott, what you got?
Nate said that Rian Johnson knows how to shoot action cinematically. He don't know how to write a fucking Star Wars story. Let me tell you. Ooh, it's a 1. Wow. This movie is so convoluted. There's so much shit that it's like, so you're gonna tell me Force Awakens, everybody's like, oh, they're gonna go Luke, he's got that map to Luke, they're gonna find Luke, and then finally they tease you at the end of it, and then we pick up in this movie and the guy's just standing there staring for a second and he's just like, oh, fuck this lightsaber, get the fuck out of here, like what, like no, and then he's just like, the Force is dead, you're all fucked, like leave me here to die on this planet with this tit milk, like he's just like, you want to go fishing, like let's go fishing, I'm not gonna teach you the Force. And then, oh man, it's just so bad. And you get, I mean, going back to Rose, you get Rose for no goddamn reason because she's not in the next movie. Like, it's just there's no, like, they took J.J. Abrams, took Force Awakens. It's like, okay, maybe we got something here, even though he killed my boy Han. And then you get to this movie and everything's 360 ass backwards. Like, the thing just went turned upside down. It's terrible. And I hate it. And it's a one.
I don't know what they're doing. I don't know what the back. What are they in charge of? What I wanted to say at that time was, I think the George Lucas written movies do a way better job of displaying the. Remember, we talked about the politics. You're like, there's a lot of politics in these movies, and but you know what? At least it shows you how they get into power and what they're trying to do.
Yeah,
this does none of that. They just are. They're just here, and they are, and they reign. I don't know what they reign over, but they reign. So I hate that element. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Alex. Take us home.
Well, I'm going to take you home. I gave it a 2, and I'm going to speed through this because I'm going to be honest with you. You guys said everything. And the only thing I will add to it is that I think they wasted Luke. I think they wasted Leia. The time that they're together is him as a ghost, as a Force ghost, and his sister's just sitting down the most of the whole time. Where I would have loved, and I said this again, and I would have loved to see her going up against her son, you know, with the saber. And I mean, she was trained because we get to see it in the next movie. And I mean, everyone knows that she's Force sensitive. But the thing is, like, even my wife said, she goes, what's kind of weird is that throughout all these movies, no one knew she was Force sensitive until she did the Superman through the air. And everyone looks in the window like, what the hell? And then I'm like, okay, cool. People know she's Force sensitive. Utilize it. You know what I mean? Like, you know, she could have lifted up the rocks at the end. It didn't have to be Rey. She could have just moved all that shit herself. But she's like, yeah, Poe is going to do it.
Y'all figure this out.
I'm too old for this shit. Like, I just feel like it's a lot of, and Scott said it the best. It's very convoluted because if you read the novels, everyone understands that Luke tries to train Leia, but Leia didn't want to do it because she was more into her politics a lot, which is rightfully so. She was like Padme, like Queen Amidala. She was more into that stuff. And she was just like, I'm not into Jedi stuff, but I will learn it just to, you know, whatever. But man, these movies feel so flat. But anyway, the Kylo stuff could have been so much better. I wish we would have more scenes of him with the Knights of Ren, like terrorizing the planets, like going to planets and trying to do shit. We didn't get none of that. It was just mostly Rey and Kylo and just stories. It felt like a TV show, like a 2.5-hour TV show that it didn't go nowhere, like at all. Like, Snoke goes, I want Luke Skywalker, and you're going to give me his location. Ah! And she's just standing there screaming, and I'm like, but why do you need Luke? Like, what is the point to, like, why does every villain need Luke Skywalker? Like, what is it to him? Is he because he's the last Jedi? Because he's not the last Jedi. But if he's the last Master Jedi, sure. But we didn't get none of that. He died before he could speak. Kylo becomes Rain. I don't know. I just feel like it was just...
Well, at least they brought back Yoda as a puppet. That was good.
That was the best part, is him talking to Yoda.
I like that he's a puppet and not a CGI.
Yeah, that was pretty good. But anyway, I gave it a 2. You gave it a 2. Scott gave it a 1. All right, let's go to overall, Scott.
Overall, it's a 1. I hate this movie. And I hate this movie, but I will be keeping my steelbook. So it's a 1.
Go ahead, Nate.
I gave it a 3. I was surprised. I gave it a 3. There's things in it I like. You know, trying to be objective and... Because I never hated this movie. I remember when we talked last week, I just said I didn't like it. You know,
yeah.
I went to see it at the theater, didn't like it. Went to see it again with someone else to confirm that I still didn't like it. Watching it this time, I wouldn't even say that I don't like it. I don't like stuff about it, but I don't really like love it either.
Yeah.
I do think there's elements that are good. Again, though, I don't worship at the altar of Star Wars. We've known this. I'm not a diehard Star Wars person. Not even the original movies. Like, I think they're good. But so for me, there's no attachment. I think I'm like a little bit separated from it. So maybe I watch it with different eyes. I will say though, I don't remember the next movie much, but I think it's worse. So you know what? I don't think this is the worst of the new 3. I just think that there's some real stuff in it that I don't like, but it looks incredible. I like the performances. I like the acting in this. I don't love everything they did with the characters, but I do like some of the stuff they did. So it's a mixed bag. So I ended up with a 3.
All right. I'll speak through this. My overall is a 2. Ooh. I don't think this is a good movie.
You like it less than I did.
Yeah, I did like it less than you did. And I'm between you and Scott.
Ooh.
My thing is, I'm never watching this movie again. And the thing is, I think the more movies that we're watching into this franchise, like into the leading up to the last film, I can't go back to it. It's just not fun. It's not entertaining. It's not like Star, you know, it's so weird, right? Because I don't like to do the whole Star Trek, Star Wars comparisons. But the thing is, the Star Treks, and we can say whatever the hell we want, whether it's, you know, it is what it is, but they're fun. Like, the movies are fun. I'm sitting down and I'm watching an adventure. Like, even the wackiest one, you could put out of the four Star Wars movie, Star Trek movies that came out, they were fun to watch. I hated Into Darkness, but I loved it once we did the podcast. I was into it again. I was like, wow, this movie is actually really good. I thought it was sucked in the theater. I was really into it now. And the thing is, that's what I enjoyed. This one, I just can't. Like, the characters don't gravitate to me. I get more annoyed the more we keep watching the movies. They treat their legendary characters. With respect. Star Wars, disrespect. So it's like, I can't honor it and I can't like stand behind it. Like, I just can't sit through that. And I'm like, this sucks. Like, I don't want to say 7, 8, and 9 sucks after 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and 6 is good. Like, it is what it is. I mean, people can hate 1, 2, and 3, but I guarantee you they'll go, you know what? I like it for what it is. But 7, 8, and 9 is not in that category for me. So with that said, I gave it a 2. All right, total points around the board. Nate, what you got?
18.
Wow.
18 out of 20.
All right. Scott, yeah. What you got? You're below 10.
You got like a
8. I knew it. You were 8. I'm at a 16 out of a 25 for me. So Last Jedi could go into the watchable crap pile, maybe. Not for me, but it might.
I will say they can kill these characters. That's no problem. Killing the legacy characters is no problem. It's the way that they choose. At least Luke is somewhat heroic in his ending, right? Although he still dies, even though he wasn't even there. He just dies from using too much energy or something. But like Han just pissed on the man's grave the way they killed him. And like, they didn't even give them great. It would have been cooler. Imagine if he was flying the Millennium Falcon. He's like, I'm going to crash into these things so we can. What if he did that light speed thing and it was Han?
That's what I'm saying with the Millennium Falcon.
That would have been dope. But
instead, we got this purple haired lady who's been in one movie who has no attachment to anything. You know what I mean? So like, they robbed us of moments by making it be these other people that are just like, I don't know them.
Well, you're right. But the other thing that also robbed is the fact that you never got a scene with Luke, Chewbacca, Han. Like, yeah. He finds out that Han died in the hut when Chewbacca breaks the door down. He's like, yeah,
Leia gets a scene with each of them, but separate.
Yeah.
They never got a scene all together. And that was a travesty. Travesty. Travesty? Made that up. It's a tragedy and a travesty together. It's a tragedy.
Love it. Oh, look at that. You sound like me every day. All right. With that said, Nate, what is coming up next on the podcast?
All right. So next episode, we're actually not even continuing. We are wrapping up Monster Movie Month with a little movie called Rampage. Scott, the intern, will be back for that review. And then, you know what comes up next? Mm. The Rise of Skywalker, the final installment of the sequel trilogy. Did it end on a high note, or did it end with a thud? We're gonna find out. We're gonna be reviewing that, just Alex and I, so we'll see how that goes.
Yeah, I haven't seen that since the theater, but
same.
Yeah, so
watched any of these.
Scott, thank you so much for sitting down with us. We felt your hate. You're more dark side in this episode.
Thank you for giving me a place to vent.
You're welcome. All right, with that said, you guys want to follow us in our social media accounts, please follow Nate over on Instagram at Nateflix Reviews. Check out the podcast with him and his friends called Nateflix Movie Reviews. Anything AMG podcast, you guys can follow us on Instagram at Geeks and Flicks or our YouTube channel at Action Movie Guys. Subscribe. We have the entire podcast there for you guys to listen. You guys can also listen to us on YouTube Music, Apple Music, Spotify, TuneIn Radio, anywhere you listen to your podcast on. Other than that, I'm your host, Alex Figueroa. My co-host is
Nate from Netflix Reviews.
And also we have Scott, our intern. Be awesome to each other and geek out.